Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. A person who had taken a vow of special consecration to the Lord was once known as a Nazarite, though there is a similarity in the word and that of the Nazarenes of Nazareth. There is no other apparent relationship among them. Outward indications of the Nazarite vow included avoidance of the cutting of hair, touching of the dead, and partaking of strong drink or any product of the vine. An example of such a one is Samson, whom God raised up to begin the deliverance of the Israelites from the Philistines. Violation of the Nazarite vow by failure to remain within its restrictions resulted in the beginning anew of the entire process. It is fortunate that such a new beginning was possible, and even more fortunate that new beginnings are possible now for those wishing to abandon sin. As the Apostle Paul expressed it, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." May God bless you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.